Welcome in, Mayor Brandon Kelleher, to the show. How you doing, Mr. K?
I'm well. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. And it was a really short agenda last night. Originally, you thought you were going to have some pretty vigorous discussion from people offering their comments on the new mobile home development, the Newberry Village, they call that, and they requested Chief Industries specifically, had some people evidently that weren't able to come yesterday, so they asked that you kindly move that back to the June 2nd council meeting. So
that's correct. The current plan is that issue will return on June 2nd.
So that will be probably the big meeting coming up here in a couple of weeks. So that freed up things for you to zip on through the agenda last night and didn't have anything controversial. You always start out, especially this time of the year, approving some liquor licenses, special licenses for upcoming events. And there is a lot of requests always heading into June and Nebraska Land Days because a lot of businesses like to have those special areas where they can sell some liquor into some special events surrounding the 10-day Nebraska Land Days.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. The Platte Bar, for example, has had their beer garden for, I don't know, possibly since the beginning of time. Just kidding. But
as long as anyone can remember.
It's been a very long time. It's been a long-standing Nebraska Land Days tradition. And then several of the other local bars and restaurants also do something similar around Nebraska Land Days for different periods of time. And so we approved most of those licenses, or we approved all the licenses that were on the agenda last night, but there'll be a couple more Nebraska Land Days related ones probably on the next agenda as well.
The other ones that were requesting special licenses were Starting Gate Liquors, Peg Leg Brewing, and Wilkinson Development for June 19th at Fat Dogs North on South Dewey. Special event going on there, and those are usually, if they have that track record of not having any issues coming out of things like that, you're going to basically recommend right away to give them that license, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, there isn't any worries on that if they have a good track record, and that's good to know. Let's talk a little bit about authorizing the council to approve a transfer of shares from Cody Keno to from a couple of people, from a couple to another couple, and I'll let you, since the names are kind of difficult there, I'll let you mention the names.
You'll let me say
involved.
The names. Okay,
yeah,
thank
of course,
you.
Yes.
Well, the current ownership of Cody Keno is Bill Snodgrass. Well, yeah, at this moment anyway, it's Bill Snodgrass, Mike Hammack, Mike Navirvi, and I believe it's Marie Parker.
Okay, somebody that wasn't on.
She's the owner manager. I may have gotten her first name incorrect, but anyway, that's the current local ownership of Cody Keno.
All right.
And in short, what's happening is Mr. Snodgrass, Mr. Hammack are of the age they want to retire out of the Keno business, and so they're selling their shares to Mr. Navirvi and to Ryan Palabrica, who is a owner of other Keno operations in different communities in the state.
Mm-hmm.
These want to make it clear that these are not the gentlemen that own the Keno operations on the east end of the state. There was quite a kerfluffle in Kearney a few years ago regarding an entity on the east end of the state taking over and changing how Keno worked quite a bit in Kearney that caused the Kearney residents who like to play Keno, quite a bit of discomfort there, and the Keno revenues are down quite a bit in Kearney as a result of that change. This group is not that group. This is another Keno operators, and one of the, obviously, two of the existing owners are staying, and they're adding a third. So,
does the city get a share of what people that play Keno
yes,
here?
Yes, yeah. We do. It generates around $200,000 a year for the city.
Well, that's a pretty good slice, I would say.
That's correct.
And the state collects taxes from that?
Yeah, there is a state portion of it, too. I don't know what that figure is off the top of my head. But Keno saw a little bit of a decline a few years ago with the games of skill that have been put in many places. But it seems it's made a little bit of a revival in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gone into establishments, and there seems to be people that love those games of chance, for sure. So
games of skill.
Skill,
yes, not chance.
Their skill.
Their skill.
You have to be skilled to win. Okay. All right. Not like walking into a Vegas casino so much, huh?
I've never actually played one, so I don't know. But I've stood behind some folks watching them, and it does seem to take some level of skill to play them. So.
Okay. That's why I don't do it. Okay. So that's good. So that transfer was approved, and all good to go on that. What's the city does? I'm sure the city has rules regarding placing Keno games in establishments.
Yeah, they do have. If the Keno is going to add another location, it has to be approved by the city council.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then it's basically the operators can decide and the where it's going, and they make agreements with the businesses and
that's correct.
All that. All you're worried about is collecting the, making sure you get the shares out of it or the percentage out of it.
Well, and Keno is, I mean, we rely on the operators to make these decisions. The city doesn't make these decisions, mm-hmm. but it does make sense in the sense of Keno. You know, if you could walk anywhere in the city and make mm-hmm. a Keno bet, which is not the case, but if you could, it would be less mm-hmm. special and people wouldn't go places to as many places. So if you have
right.
you have more aggregate of people in one place, the Keno operations tend to do better in those single spaces. And then people who don't want to be around Keno have the opportunity to go places where it's not.
So they kind of limit it because of that. They figure it'll attract more to certain locations, whereas if it's more widespread, then it's not as much a thing anyway.
That's correct. But again, we rely on the operators of Cody Keno to make those decisions. The city isn't involved. We're just involved in approval if a new location is put in place, and generally the things the council would consider is somewhat what you alluded to earlier, is if a particular business had all sorts of issues in that business, we might question the decision to put Keno there. But at least in the time I've been mayor, that's not been an issue.
Mm-hmm. People fighting over their seat in front of the Keno game, right?
We certainly hope not.
No, we don't want that. Yeah. Onto the regular agenda, you approved a resolution for the Nebraska Land Days Parade. I believe it's June 20th.
It is on June 20th.
Yeah. Exactly Saturday, a June month 20th. From today.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And of course, a very exciting day in North Platte. And it's going to be interesting because with the construction on Dewey Street in the next, not this year, but coming in the future, the parade will likely have to be rerouted for at least 1 year. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
We're not sure exactly which year that will be. It would probably be either 27 or 28.
Because they're slated to start next year sometime, but we don't know.
Yeah, we're not sure which end they're going to start on today. So
okay. They start closer out by the interstate, then they may not be.
Right.
They probably wouldn't be close to the parade route by that time.
If the state does the construction like they did the other construction, which they basically go north to south, then you know it would be the first year it'd be disrupted. But I think one of the engineers said they were contemplating going south to north, which means they start at Leota basically and go up to Phillip would be the first year, and then they'd go from Phillip to basically A Street the second year. Then it would be the second year before the parade route would be disrupted.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sure Nebraska Land Days will manage the process. They do a good job of taking care of those things.
Do you? Is it up to the people, the Nebraska Land Days board, to decide a new route then, or does the city get involved in that?
Nebraska Land Days will have the opportunity to recommend a new route.
Okay.
It would then have to be approved by the city and or the state, depending on what that route may be.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you'll delve into that as soon as you get the engineering plans about the Dewey project.
Yep. I would imagine it will be a discussion this fall, I'm sure.
Okay. So on that resolution, you just say be it resolved. Is it just basically a proclamation that of the date and the importance of it, or
it's a resolution that allows the parade to occur because it stops traffic in many areas and reroutes traffic. And you have to do that
every year.
Right, and it goes
make it official.
Right, several hours.
Okay.
You know, the parade that is the anti-car parade, which is a much shorter parade. It starts over here at Memorial Park and ends in downtown. Mm-hmm. It stops some traffic a little bit too, but it occurs over a relatively short period of time. As you know, the Nebraska Land Days Parade usually takes somewhere around a little shy of 2 hours from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite a disruption in the community to the traffic in that area.
Yeah.
That's why it requires a council resolution.
Yep. Everybody wants to be in that one.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun parade to be part of.
Yeah. Second reading and action to adopt an ordinance to rezone certain lands from an A1 transitional agricultural district to a B2 highway commercial district and an R3 dwelling district located at the intersection of East Francis Street and Bryan Avenue and on South Tabor Avenue.
This is an item we spent quite a bit of time discussing at the last council meeting, and the council approved it again as a second reading of the ordinance last night without any discussion.
So we'll have one more reading, you'll take a vote at next meeting?
Well, there's a vote each time. Okay. So it'll have one more vote at the next meeting. And based on the council's lack of discussion the other night, I would imagine it would be approved.
So was it unanimous?
It was, yes. That's correct.
To move it on to third reading?
Okay. That is correct, yes.
Will that appear on the June 2nd or possibly be shoved back because of the Newberry Village thing?
It'll be on June 2nd.
Okay. All right. Accept the lease proposal and authorize the mayor to sign all necessary documents regarding lease purchase financing with U.S. Bancorp Government Leasing and Finance. And this is for a couple of Freightliner semi-tractors.
Yes, and their trailers. So we use semis to haul garbage from the transfer station to the landfill that's just outside of Ogallala. And the trailers that we've been doing that with are 12 and 14 years old, I believe, right now, and they're starting to not behave very well and fall apart. The trailers, in fact, are just starting to fall apart. So the council voted earlier this year to go ahead and replace them, and this is just approving the financing for those.
Okay. All right. So that's about the life, 10 to 12 years hauling trash to Ogallala and back, huh?
That's right. The financing occurs over about 6 years, so one of the councilmen asked the question, how long will these last? And they said, well, depending on how many runs they make, of course. And, you know, city has a whole maintenance department. We try to make our equipment last as long as we can. So 12 to 14 years seems to be about the life of them. And then we get a small trade-in for the tractors themselves. Mm-hmm. But the trailers are pretty much scrap by the time we get done with them.
How much does that cost a city for those couple of Freightliner semi-tractors?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But you have to, every time you make a purchase like that, you have to say how long is going to last and then kind of break it down. And then, of course, the financing on that, too, probably you get some interest on that.
Yeah, it's a standard lease. Okay. And municipalities usually get slightly better lease rates than many other entities because they're a very safe risk. But it is a lease. Like I said, it's a lease term of 6 years, and we anticipate them to last 12 to 14 years.
How long or how many trips a week do you haul? Does the city haul trash over to Ogallala then?
I believe it's around 2 trips a day.
Okay. 2 a day. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not always a second trip and every day, but often they try to start the morning with an empty bin.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
It depends on the summertime. Obviously, there's a lot more thrown in there than in the wintertime because of construction and things like that.
But okay. All right. Well, I'm learning. We're getting there slowly but surely. Also, I know you didn't have it highlighted. I'll allow you to just touch on it just a little. Adopting a resolution approving claims and authorizing the issuance of a couple of warrants to Paulson. The amounts were $216,000 and a little bit over that, $42,000 and some dollars. One warrant to Midlands Contracting. And 28 warrants to FNBO, and that's totaling over $10 million. A lot of money involved in it, but you got to do it with all the things going on, right?
All those are related to paving, and as we've discussed in the past, warrants are used as a short-term financing mechanism for well, just about every city,
contractor doesn't have to wait till the end of the job.
Exactly. It wouldn't be okay to expect a contractor to do a 9-month job and not receive any payment until, you know, 10 months later.
Yeah, they don't have that much in their bank account that they can float the whole project and wait until the end of it.
So we use warrants to keep them running. And then what municipalities always do, our city included, is they gather eventually when bond rates are in good shape, they'll gather up all those warrants, do a bond issue and pay them all off all at the same time, and then it'll have an even lower interest rate on the bond issue. Okay. Right now, thanks to the war in Iran, the bond issue is, or bond rates are not in a favorable position, so we decided to redo these warrants.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Mm-hmm. And then you always wind up by approving the claims. Just mention that. What is that, just people, employees that need reimbursements, or just things, expenses the city incurs?
Claims are invoices to the city.
So billing the city for something.
Exactly. So if the city purchases fuel, for example, the company that sells it to us sends us an invoice, and then it appears as a claim on the agenda, and then that's paid once the city council approves it.
Okay.
So they're all bills to the city.
So just think of claims as bills to the city, basically. Yeah, so you just have to go through them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take long usually to do that. You don't get get surprises too often.
Every once in a while, somebody has a good question. You know, you will see a vendor on there and think, gosh, I wonder what that's for. And so we, and most of the time, Lane or I can answer the question. Every once in a while, we're like, don't remember what that was. But then our practice is we go look it up and we call the council member the next day or shoot him an email and say, hey, this is what the expense is. And
so you have to do that before the actual payment goes out to it.
Correct.
Then basically, it has to be officially approved by the
Part of the reason the council meets two times a month is to, you know, make sure our invoices are paid in a timely manner.
Yeah, you don't want to.
It's not the entire reason, but it's one of the reasons.
You don't want to get that second notice. For sure. Nobody likes those.
And we want our community paying its invoices on time.
Yeah. Yeah. Too. Helps everything. Mm-hmm. You want to mention a couple of events coming up. One of them I mentioned the other day, and we got big goings on over at the park, Cody Park, this Friday. Big day and free rides for everyone.
Huh? That's right. Friday at 3:30 p.m., well, obviously p.m., at Cody Park on the rides, we'll be officially naming the new ride, which is the Dragon, and we're not going to say the name until that time.
I thought it was just going to be the Dragon.
No, it's not.
So we got to add something to it?
Yep, it's a pretty cool name, too.
Okay.
We
Puff the Magic Roller Coaster?
It is not Puff the Magic Roller Coaster. All right. Although I believe that was suggested. We had a contest among the third graders across Lincoln County, and classes could submit, their students, individual students by class could submit names. And
sure, I got a good ones to wade through.
Yeah, we had probably... I don't know how many we had, probably in the 200 to 300, somewhere in that, the names that were submitted. And so a committee of us went through and scored which ones we liked, and then we did a...
Narrowed it down,
and then we did a tally on it, and it was pretty obvious who the winner was. And so,
good.
Anyway, I think it's a really nice name. People appreciate it.
So is it going to have a sign? I mean, is the sign going to be on or the name on the ride, or are we going to get
sign? It will be near the ride. I don't know that we'll have the sign back yet, but it will be there before long.
Okay.
And then we want to take time, the Premier Rental and Glass Doctor, Mr. Appliance, which are all the Fosdick family's businesses, are sponsoring free rides at the Cody Park rides there at starting at 4 o'clock that day for a couple hours. So we want to thank them and appreciate their donation to the community. That's very exciting. So
free rides 4 to 6 this Friday.
That's right. Sponsored by Glass Doctor, Premier Rental, and Mr. Plants.
All right. Great. Thank you.
That's really good deal.
All those businesses. Rec Center Pool is going to be closing for a couple of weeks at the beginning of June.
Correct. And we're closing the existing Rec Center Pool and, well, really the Rec Center in general, because starting on about June 1st, might be a couple days later before they actually get to it, but they'll be removing the dome. And they have to, in essence, pick up the pieces and crane them away. And one of the main reasons that we're closing through this time is some of it has to do with the work, the intermediate work that has to be done. But some of it is really just a safety issue. You know, gosh forbid the crane should have a problem, but we don't want a chunk of the dome going through the new rec center.
Can't take a chance.
And hurting someone. So that's the main reason it will be closed during that period. But then the new pools will open about June 15th, which will be very exciting.
Okay. That's the estimate at this point.
Right.
June 15th.
That's when we believe it will happen.
Okay. Are you going to be the first to take a dip in the new pool?
I will not be the first to take a dip in the new pool. But I'm sure that somebody who will have a great memory, I'm sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be quite you ought to do a lottery for that. Who gets to be the first to initiate the new pool?
It's been on for the last couple of weeks, getting the water purified. Mm-hmm. And if you've been in the rec center, you know they're working out the humidity. And a couple of days I've been in there, it's been quite humid because of the new pools. But they're getting the air handled, and everything is getting into good shape. So
sure they'll have
it. It was much better the other day when I was in there. The turf area should open sometime in July, and that's with the climbing walls and the batting cages and that. That will be sometime in July. We're waiting for some flooring work to be done in there.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that current one's been around 50 years. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
I remember coming over here visiting my grandparents in the late 70s, and that thing was pretty much brand spanking new at the time.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like a huge building back then, and it does not seem that so large now. We think that the rec center project will go on. Of course, we're into the remodel phase more less than the new building phase now, so it's hard to predict exactly how much longer it will take, but we believe it will be done sometime around a year from now.
And then back to Cody Park with a pool. They've laid the slab of concrete, and they hope to have that sometime later in June.
That's right. We think the Cody pool with the water slides of Lazy River should open later in June. Right. Of course, it depends on how much rain we get in the next few days as to how much concrete those guys can get laid. But I think everyone generally agrees that we'd like to see the rain, and we can probably wait a few more days for concrete if needed.
We'll take the rain, and then they can just work longer hours to make sure it gets to-
They may not agree with you, but I think we all know we can't really control the rain, but we're all happy to see it.
Mayor Brandon Kelleher is our guest on the first half of Mugs. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much, and have a good rest of your week and a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Get away from the office for a few days and enjoy the great weather that's supposed to be coming our way.
It is going to be beautiful. Yeah. Get out there and enjoy the community.